It's time now for Super Psychologist, Dr. Mara Karpel, and your golden years.
And welcome to Dr. Mara Karpel and your golden years this evening and every Sunday evening, 5 p.m. Central Time, and that's 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on blogtalkradio.com and on drmarakarpel.com. And you can hear this evening's program again by going to my website and the link to the podcast, along with all of the information, the website links given by my guests during the show, will be posted later tonight or early tomorrow morning. And that's at drmarakarpel.com, drmarakarpel.com. And you can hear this program as soon as 5 minutes after the show ends by going directly to blogtalkradio.com, that's B-L-O-G, talkradio.com/yourgoldenyears. And for information about previous shows and about upcoming shows, again, go to my website, drmarakarpel.com, and you can hear all of the previous podcasts there as well as on blogtalkradio.com/yourgoldenyears. You can also read my Huffington Post blogs on my website and watch videos and all of that, all of the great stuff. So that's all at my website, and it's also at my Facebook page. And my Facebook page is where you can get all of the latest updates about what's happening with the show. And that is Dr. Mara Karpel, Your Golden Years. Want to advertise or email me, contact me, send me an email to Dr. Mara, that's D-R-M-A-R-A at drmarakarpel.com, that's drmarakarpel.com, and you can go through my website and just hit contact, or you can call me at 512-626-6973. This evening's program was produced by Compass Entertainment, Postal Productions, and Spiked Up Productions, and sponsored by Dr. Ronald DeVere, neurologist, memory specialist, and author of the book, Memory Loss, Everything You Want to Know But Forget to Ask. To make an appointment with Dr. DeVere at his memory clinic in Lakeway, Texas, or to purchase a copy of his book, you can call him at 512-261-7909, or you can email him at rdevere, that's R-D-E-V-E-R-E, at austin.rr.com, and his book is also available on Amazon. This show is also sponsored by the bra lady, Sonia Das, helping every woman have a perky day. In Austin, call Sonia at 512-898-9058 or go to haveaperkyday.com. This evening's program is also sponsored by Story House. StoryHouse gathers your stories and turns them into multimedia collections that can be shared now and for generations to come. Pass StoryHouse over to conduct a private interview in your home or invite them to your next big event or family reunion. StoryHouse, your memories live. Find out more at yourstoryhouse.com or call 512-296-8752. And today is Sunday, June the 12th, and we are back live in beautiful Austin, Texas, after having last Sunday off to celebrate our Gemini birthdays. We had a celebration on South Padre Island with lots of music, musicians that have been on the show, musicians who are going to be on the show. And, in fact, Art Mendoza, the producer of the show, will be talking about all of the music from that show on our next program next week. And this evening, Art Mendoza of Accomplice Entertainment, producer of this show, is with us to do the production engineering for the show, and he will be answering your calls if you call later with questions for me or my guests. So please feel free to give a call and be sure to say hello to Art when you do. And if this is the first time that you're tuning in, I'm a licensed psychologist from New York City, and I practice both here in Austin, Texas, and in the Rio Grande Valley of Texas. and I work with adults of all ages and have a specialty of working with seniors and caregivers. For the past few years, I've also been evaluating veterans for PTSD. And most recently, my office has been in the wonderful Veterans Resource Center, Heroes Night Out in Cedar Park, Texas. And for information about this really great resource for veterans and for their families, go to heroesnightout.org. All right, so before we go on with this evening's program, I really want to mention that our hearts are really heavy today because of another mass shooting, the largest yet in the country. And that took place this morning, I'm sure you all know by now, in Orlando, Florida. And we are holding the victims and their loved ones in our hearts today. And we hope that we can all heal and learn from this yet another senseless act of violence. Okay, so now let's get on with the show and focus on how to feel good and how to spread that love and joy rather than hate and despair to those around us. And we have a joy-filled evening this evening. Our first guest this evening is filled with contagious joy, and that is even reflected in her name, Dr. Lucille Ijoy, 84-year-old Dr. Ijoy, a.k.a. Grandmama Ijoy, was recently on the program to talk about her rap video that recently went viral. And this evening, she will be joining us in a few minutes as our main guest. And she is joining us as the executive director of the Motivation Institute of Philadelphia to share her secret about how she remains so joyful and filled with vitality, continuing to do work as a family therapist while making viral videos at the age of 84. What's her secret? We want to know. And also joining us, Texas musician Kay Resnick will talk about her history in music, and we'll be playing some of her music later on the show. And Laura Gelizunas will report in from the retirement paradise south of the border, Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. And I'm going to talk about some recent findings in a 75-year study. The study has been going on for 75 years. And one of the major findings of this study is that having strong relationships throughout life leads to healthier and more satisfying life in our golden years. So I'm going to talk about that later and how to develop some of those relationships. And throughout this evening's show, I will have time and my guests will be able to take some of your questions. So if you have any questions or comments for me or for my guests, please feel free to give a call. The toll-free number is 855-345-4720. That's 855-345-4720. Or you can email or tweet your questions to me, and I will read them on the air to my guests. And my email address, again, is drmara, D-R-M-A-R-A, at drmarakarpel.com, drmarakarpel.com. And my Twitter address is M-A-R-A-E-K, and both of those are open, and so you can go ahead and send your questions. All right, so we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere, because right after the break, Dr. Lucille Ijoy joins us. We'll be right back.
Super Psychologist Dr. Mara Karpel will be back after words from our sponsors.
Are you or a loved one a Medicare beneficiary? Help save you and Medicare money by stopping Medicare fraud. Fraud happens when Medicare is billed for services or supplies you never receive. There are three easy things you can do to fight fraud. Review your Medicare claims for accuracy, protect your personal information, and be on the lookout for suspicious activity. For more information or to report fraud, call Medicare at 1-800-MEDICARE or your local SHIP counselor at the Area Agency on Aging at 1-800-252-9240.
Worried about memory loss? Dr. Ronald DeVere, certified neurologist and director of Alzheimer's disease and memory disorders in Lakeway, has been helping those with dementia and memory loss for over 12 years, specializing in the diagnosis, treatment, and counseling of those with memory loss and dementia. Dr. DeVere also has a book to reduce your worry and fear by knowing the facts. Memory loss, everything you want to know but forget to ask, available now on Amazon.com. Dr. Ronald DeVere, Alzheimer's disease and memory disorders center in Lakeway, and his book, Memory Loss, everything you want to know but forget to ask. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 512-261-7909.
If you despise bra shopping in the stores, have a complimentary bra fitting at your home or office. It's so convenient. And with 13 styles, including a no-wire bra and 52 sizes A through H cup, Sonia Das, the bra lady, has the bra that's just right for you. What are you waiting for? Call to schedule your personal fitting today and find out what all the ladies love about essential bodywear. Call 512-981-8788 or preview the products at haveaperkyday.com. And have a perky day. Gravity.
Please visit us on the web at www.drmaricarpell.com.
And we're back. If you're just joining us, this is Dr. Mara Carpell in your golden years on Blog Talk Radio and on live stream and podcast at drmaracarpell.com. And now joining me on the phone from Philadelphia, Dr. Lucille Ijoy, a.k.a. Grandma Ijoy.
Hi.
Hi. And Dr. Ijoy, you are still the Executive Director of the Motivation Institute of Philadelphia.
That's right. I sure am. And about 20 years ago, when I retired, I got re-fired, So that means that I caught a blaze. And I thought, I got to motivate some people. I feel really motivated and like I'm ready to go. And like it's time to think about the motor that the Spirit put in all of us to keep it moving,
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I started it.
That's pretty amazing. What is the Motivation Institute of Philadelphia?
All righty. So it's a group, mostly myself and maybe two or three other people. And when we get a call from someone to do a workshop or to come and speak somewhere, we just get right into gear. And we ask them, what is the subject? And we're always ready for the subject because it's always going to be about humanity, And I just love the way you touched into what's going on in our country and our world. And we're all in pain. We're in pain about that, We are. And when something happens like that, we say, Love will still trump all. Love will get us over no matter what. Love. We have to stick with that. So we go places and we talk about the physical body, the intellectual body, the emotional body, and the social body, and that's all covered by the spiritual body. And we just do that kind of work. And it's fun, and it keeps you moving, and we like it.
So you're mainly giving talks at this point.
That's right. And I go to various installations. So I might go to a prison. I go to halfway houses. And I go to organizations that have women and men who are trying to get off of drugs and all kinds of things that are happening to them. And the audiences change weekly. And I might go and stay for 9 sessions. And then at the end of the sessions, we give them papers. Every session has a paperwork with it and things that they – just gentle paperwork so they can get themselves to feel that they're in charge of themselves at this point. They have to make choices. Mm-hmm. And we talk about that. We have fun and we play music. And we get them to have the memories that they've had from childhood, good ones and maybe not so good. But we teach them to – face up to the memories and say, that's me. I went through it. Now I'm on a new journey. That's the question. Mm-hmm. Are you on a new journey? Yep, on a new journey.
Mhm. So that sounds really powerful.
Yeah. And you see faces light up, Dr. Mara, you see faces light up. And sometimes they're a little bit shy and they say, "You think you can help me, lady?" And I say, "I'm not sure, but I'll try, but we'll talk to each other. You'll help me too." And I always have to know that they have something to share.
So Dr. Ijoy, let's back up a little bit. What is your background? Can you tell us? I mean, you've been here for a long time.
A lot of background. I always wanted to teach. I just couldn't figure out teach what, where, when, and how do you do that. And I got married very young, 19 years old, because I knew everything. I tell people, sure, I got married. I knew everything. So I got married because I thought, well, now this is the way you have sex. You get married and you have sex. And I thought, oh, that's a good objective, you know, lesson. But then after I got married and I had the two children, and I still had this hunger for learning, and I didn't feel I could do it inside of this the marriage. I just couldn't get free. So I started going to school, very gently going to school, one course at a time, St. Joseph's University. And then I really knew, I'm in the right place, you know. And I did that for six years. And doing that, I found some ways to study, and I feel that I got it. I got to help people to know that if you want to study, you want to get good grades, you have to respect practice. And that's been my mantra. You must be willing to practice. So I did that. I wrote materials on that, and I thought about that all the time. And I did it. I practiced. I read every page 10 times. You know how many? Every page in a big tome, I mean, something as thick as a Bible.
Right.
I read it 10 times and make up questions on that page and go back and make up my own test. It was fun making up a test. And when I would get into the test with the professor, they would give me easy questions. I said, I knew this, I knew this. I was so sure that I knew. And I even to this day, I talk about to honor practice. And then after that, I went to Temple and got a master's and a doctorate. And I went to teach at a school. And that was good, but the children weren't learning or something was going on, and I figured out, I got to figure out where they're coming from. What's their family about? And in those days, you could go to a person's house and say, hi, my name is Lucille Ijoy. I'll have your child in September. I just came by to meet you. I know I'm going to love your child because I love children. And, you know, I just gave them, and if you need me, call me. And it was just that kind, and people loved it. Oh, my goodness. The teacher came by. Oh, the teacher came by, you know. So then September, that's right, and September came, and you know, it was just a lovely experience. But I still had to learn more about family, the family groupings, what was going on in family. And then I traveled for 5 years with Reverend Sullivan to 130 cities. But I was still learning. I always thought I was 130 cities in 5 years, you know, around the United States. But it was also a learning. I was like, I still got to know. So then I was called to be the first chief of staff with Philadelphia City Council. Now, did I learn with politics? Ooh, boy. Politics to teach you, you know. So I did that for a while. And then I got fired. The politicians say, this is not happening. You're too nicey-nicey. But no, we need somebody. Okay. So while I was there, I worked for 1 year knowing I was fired, you know, because they cut my salary, but I said, that's okay. I'm going to school. I found a place that was four blocks from my office, and every lunchtime I would go up there, and I got into Family Therapy Institute of Philadelphia. Now, I knew I had it. I said, okay, this is it. So I got my certificate in family therapy from that person, from that organization. Now I was ready. So they bumped me up. I became the chief counsel for literacy in the program. Oh, boy, I learned how to teach reading and run how to. So it was always that hunger that led me to these new journeys. And that's kind of the mishmash that I have together as my background, basic background journey. And so here I am, some 112 years later.
112. Well, you know, it's amazing that you're still going and you're still giving talks and after most people have retired, right? You're 84 years old.
Yes, and I'm refired. Don't forget that. You got it. And Dr. Murray, you're refired too. You know, we get refired.
Right.
We don't even know. But the main I started working with women's groups then. I saw so many sad women. Oh, what am I going to do? So I wrote a few books. First, The first one, don't hit your children. Never hit a child. That became my journey. You know, I said, this is it. Don't hit a child. I loved writing that book. And I had a granddaughter, and I thought, nobody should hit my granddaughter. So I'll write a book real fast, you know. And then I start working with women's groups. I read the book called Women Who Run With the Wolves. And that was Clarissa Pinkola Estes.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that book. It's a sacred text. I call that a sacred
text.
Yes,
I read that a long time ago.
How you like that? And, you know, you read a page and you go crazy. You say, you catch your breath. It's such
mm-hmm.
a book.
Mm-hmm.
And so I read that book, and I started an organization called Wise, Wild, Wonderful Women. And we have a sound, and it's ow, ow, ow. That's the sound of the group. And we have women all around saying, hey, I joy. And then they start baying at the moon, you know, making that sound. And so I wrote a book for women, and then I wrote a book for people getting off of drugs. And I did some things with what are you going to do between 70 and 82, a bunch of living for women to do. And that's for women to, you know, read it and see what they think. Well,
mm-hmm.
didn't you know I got to be 82? And I said, oh, my goodness. but the book has a chapter in there for if you live to be 114, read this chapter. So I anticipated. And it was fun doing that. So that's kind of who I am. And then I start taking lessons. I wanted to play guitar. I said, I'm going to learn to play guitar. And I took guitar lessons, and I loved the music. Oh, my God, I loved guitar lessons. And just whatever you think you want to do, give it a try, you know?
So how do you stay so youthful and so energetic and so vital, right? You're still doing so many important things at the age of 84.
Yeah, and I got more to do. You know, I got some other stuff to do.
Yeah, but, how do you do that?
Well, I get up in the morning. I get up in the morning. I say, uh-oh, does this leg work now? Oh, let me see. Yeah, it works. Now let's try the other one, and then I'll try the other. Hey, it works too. Let me get up out of this bed and see what God has for me to do today.
Okay.
That's what I do. I do my meditation for about a half hour. I drink a tall glass of warm water. I drink a tall glass of orange juice. And then I eat some bran flakes and, you know, some raisins and nuts. And I look forward to the day. I open my book. You got to always have your book open to the page so that you can make sure you know what day it is, you see? Because some days I say, what day is it? And I read Unity. I'm a big proponent of the Unity organizations. I love it because every day they give you a special word, and I read that. And I make phone calls and help people over the phone sometimes. And
so do you feel like you – do you think you're optimistic every morning when you wake up? Do you wake up feeling hopeful and like it's going to be a good day?
Yes, indeed. I sure do. I just think that's a gift, and I think that not every day feels like, oh, this is a wonderful day. But something about the day that's not the same as any other day. It's almost like the sun is really different every day. Let's see what this awesome journey will be today.
Mm-hmm.
So when the troubles come, and they do come. Now listen, you know the troubles
come. Sure. Sure. Absolutely.
That's right. So, you just keep marching along, and if you get knocked down, you just stand up one more time.
Right. There's a saying that a friend of mine used to tell me that his grandmother taught him, and that was, it's not how many times you get knocked down on the mat, it's how long you stay down.
Wow.
Matters.
Is that beautiful? And so I'll tell you something that happened to me that I thought was startling, and I started about in the 70s, 80s, I started saying, oh, you know, I want to invest some money, but I didn't know how to do it. And wouldn't you know, I met somebody who said, oh, I'll help you be in an investment club. You'll buy 5 houses, and you'll get rich, and you'll just sell the houses, and you'll just be... And I said, oh, this is really good. I think I like doing this. And my credit was 0.8, which means I had that excellent credit. I had 8.
Uh-huh.
So 8 was high, and I didn't really realize how high it was. So I bought these houses, and the girl cheated me, and I went into bankruptcy.
Oh, no.
I I did. But you know what? I said, well, what is bankruptcy? I don't even know what that is. I got a lawyer. He said, well, bankruptcy is when you do this, that, and the other, and you lose everything. But they say, but since you're so old and you didn't know what was going on, we're going to give you a break. You're going to only have to pay for 5 years. So for 5 years, Mara, I had to pay $500 a month for 5 years, right? I didn't lose my house, and I kept an extreme record. Every money order, every date, everything, and I have that right now, 5 years, and I paid it all back, and now my credit is back up to 0.8 in all credit unions. So that was a startling time in my life that I thought, how could that have happened to me? I had good credit. So I'm just saying that to anybody. If they say, well, I told you, did anything ever happen to you? You doggone right it did. And I thought, I didn't like that. I did not like that. But I refused
but
to give up.
But you got back up.
I got back up, and I paid the bills, every bill on time. Mm-hmm. And at the end of it, I was discharged from that situation.
Right.
And to this day, I say to people, you know what? Don't co-sign for anybody. Don't invest anything unless you know what you're doing. I mean,
right.
I haven't, you know. So that's the way life is, and I share that with people because I want them to know, you know.
And it sounds like one of the things that keeps you positive is that you kind of, I mean, this is the way I hear it, is that you have a curiosity every day, that you wake up in the morning, what is this day going to bring?
Oh, yeah. And Marva, when you meet other people, I don't care where they've been, and I meet black and white and Asian, Hispanic and Orient, I just all kinds of people. And I look at their faces and I say, these are just the most beautiful human beings I've ever seen in my life. I mean, they can be cracked up, bent over, wrinkled up, you know, like no teeth. I mean, Marvin, the physical is nothing about what the beauty of this comes out of the souls when you look into the face of people and you see beauty, you know. And I love that aspect of meeting all these groups. So sometimes I meet 100, maybe 150 people a week, you know. And so each one has a story, if they'll tell it, or maybe they don't want to tell it, and it's still okay. But I know they have one, and it's a beautiful story of some bad things happening and some very good things happening to them.
Right, right. So, you know, Dr. Ijoy, you might have heard me in the introduction talking about how the latest research has come out that having strong relationships throughout your life leads to more life satisfaction when we get older. Is that something that you've experienced in your life, strong relationships?
Yes. I think that when you have good relationships, you sort of know them. They could be when you're married. They could be when you're single. They could be when you're older or younger. You know, you seem to sense some good old people that are trying to help others. That really inspires my life when I see that in others, you know. And you can talk with them. You can call them anytime. They call you. We have these long conversations over the phone, male and female, even married men. I call married men and their wives. You know what their wives say? Hey, talk to my husband. Please say something to him. They hand me the phone. They say, I just on the phone. And then I come to the phone. I say, listen, you behave. You treat that woman good. You cook some good food for her, you know. And we have the best relationships, and they're fun. And I love married couples. I love family. And I think married couples need counseling. And I say, and I write vignettes. You know, every month I go into radio, and I do three vignettes. They're a minute long. And each one has to do with family and couples. And I keep saying at the end of every vignette, and don't forget now, hold hands and make sure you say a prayer together and say something nice to the person, you know. And so I have a lot of fun doing the vignettes as I offer whatever little counseling I can in 1 minute. It's 1 minute long. Oh, my God.
Where do these vignettes play? Where do they is it on a radio station or is it on the internet?
It's on a radio station. It's on WURD AM 900 in Philadelphia, WURD, 900 AM.
Oh.
That's the
All
radio
right.
station. And I've been affiliated with them for about 17, 18, maybe 20 years.
Wow.
As a talk show host, and then now I write vignettes.
Uh-huh.
So that's been a good, you know, just a nice opportunity to
yeah.
talk to loads and loads of people, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and,
I agree.
And that's really a lot of fun. And it's just fun, Marva. You're having fun, Marva.
Oh, I'm having a ball.
I know.
I love it.
I know you are.
I get to talk to people like you and all
uh-huh.
kinds of interesting people. And,
yeah.
you know, it's really amazing.
I think
it's great. So, Dr. Ijoy, what suggestions do you have for other people to be able to move into our golden years with so much joy like you have?
Oh, my goodness. I just say, I always say something like, well, look into your hands and see what God has given you to do. Don't stop. You don't have to stop. Maybe God just says, you know, rub some lotion on your hands and talk to some little children. Maybe it's write a book, but a page a week. You know, not try to finish the book. Well, I got to finish this book. No, write a page a week. Maybe a sentence a day. Don't go to bed unless you write some wisdom down. And if you do that for 365 days, you'll have a whole book of wisdom as, you know, by so-and-so. And you have it all packed down in you. I love it when people say, I'm going to do a card. I'm not going to send any more cards I buy from the store. Make your own cards. That's got to be beautiful when people decide that. And help somebody. Help somebody else. Go visit somebody, you know, and just go to a nursing home and talk to people. Sing to them. You know, if you sing to people in nursing homes, they love it. They don't say, well, you know, you can't sing. they don't say that. They say, oh, that sounds so good. Sing that again, you know. And you can have fun with older people, older than yourself, or maybe just people who are sick, maybe even younger people that don't feel well these days, you know.
And you feel like doing those kind of things help you, right? They help you feel good.
Yes. Just to touch with them, get in touch, and to know how amazingly blessed you are when you go out of the nursing home or out of the hospital. I'm a hospice volunteer. And so when you come away there and from there and you say, oh, my goodness. And then you get a call that they pass. You know, maybe sometimes they live 2 weeks. They might live 2 months, you know, but you had something to do with their last days. It's an amazing journey. And they need volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
They need volunteers at places like that. And it's not about money. It's not about money. You know, it's not about money. And as you get older, it's not about money. It's about throwing out some junk that's too much in your house and you need to get rid of it.
That's
It's about cleaning up the clutter. That can be fun, cleaning up the clutter. And it's good if you can see yourself as learning to learn and learning to love. And
So Dr. Ijoy, if people want to read your great books or find out how to contact you to give a talk to a group of people, how can they do that?
Well, my email is dr.lucille Ijoy, and that's all one word, so it's LucilleIjoy at M, as in Mary, so it's MIOP.net.
Okay.
So that's the email.
That's your email. And your website?
Yeah, it's www.miop.net.
Okay.
And they'll
see
the website, And
are your books available there?
Well, you'll see the books listed, but if you call, if you go in the email, then we can talk back and forth on that. You know, I hesitate to give out my phone number because, you know, it's just too many.
Yeah, you don't need to do that.
No. And I've had the phone number 55 years.
Okay.
Same
you don't
phone
want to
number.
Change it.
It's a lot of people have.
Yeah.
But then we could talk back and forth. And I'll tell you the truth, Mara, I really don't sell the books. I just give them away, all the books I have left.
Oh.
I just mail to the people. I have CDs. Some of them are CDs. And if I have any left, they can have them for nothing. You know, I'm charging a mailing fee, you know, a little bit like that. But they're
nice.
Not. Because it's not like I don't need the money, but it's not about money. It's just not, you know. And
okay,
it feels wonderful. Yeah, and it feels right. It just feels right to me.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Ijoy, for coming on the show.
Oh,
and again, and you know, I'm going to also let people know about your other website so people
yes.
can watch your video.
Yes, that's right.
And that's listentograndmama.com, right?
That's exactly right. That's the one, listentograndmama.com, yes. And that'll come
okay.
up, and you'll see the YouTube, and you know, you'll see all that. And it's been really fun talking to you, Mara.
It has been a lot of fun talking to you, and let's keep
yeah.
in touch. I'd love to have you back on sometime soon.
That'll be just fine. And I'm going to stay tuned and hear Kay and Laura, right? They're coming on next.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm coming up first, and then they'll
oh.
be on.
Well, I'm going to be listening here, and I
all
thank
right.
you. I thank you from the bottom of my heart, and God go with you, Mara.
All right, and same
all
to you.
All righty, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, stick around. We're going to take a quick break and much more after the break, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
If you despise bra shopping in the stores, have a complimentary bra fitting at your home or office. It's so convenient. And with 13 styles, including a no-wire bra and 52 sizes A through H cup, Sonia Das, the bra lady, has the bra that's just right for you. What are you waiting for? Call to schedule your personal fitting today and find out what all the ladies love about essential body wear. Call 512-981-8788 or preview the products at haveaperkyday.com and have a perky day.
Gravity.
Are you or a loved one a Medicare beneficiary? Help save you and Medicare money by stopping Medicare fraud. Fraud happens when Medicare is billed for services or supplies you never receive. There are three easy things you can do to fight fraud. Review your Medicare claims for accuracy, protect your personal information, and be on the lookout for suspicious activity. For more information or to report fraud, call Medicare at 1-800-MEDICARE or your local SHIP counselor at the Area Agency on Aging at 1-800-252-9240.
Please visit us on the web at www.drmaracarpell.com.
And we're back. If you're just joining us, this is Dr. Mara Carpell in your golden years on Blog Talk Radio and on live stream and podcast at drmaracarpell.com. And now, before I get on with talking about the topic that I wanted to discuss this evening, which is about relationships and how it helps with us as we grow older, I just want to fill you in on the news, the latest news for this show. We are getting closer and closer to having a Roku station, and that is internet television. We have several interviews that we have done live in the studio in right here in Austin that have been edited, and they are ready to go. So I will let you know right here, and you can also check on my Facebook page when the Roku station goes live. And how to access it. Also, my latest blog in Huffington Post, Reviving and Forgiving the Critics, came out a couple of weeks ago, and you can check that out by going to my website, drmaracarpell.com, and clicking on publications and to clicking on blogs. There are two places where you can find that. And then stay tuned for the next one, which is coming out pretty soon. And you can find out when that comes out just by checking out my Facebook page, Dr. Mara Carpell, Your Golden Years, or go directly to Huffington Post and Google my name or do a search for my name. It's not Google, it's having to both. It'll come up with all of the blogs that I have written. So stay tuned. There's more of those coming. All right. So the research. Yesterday I was listening to NPR, and they had an interview with a psychiatrist who had done some research on data that has been collected over the last 75 years. It's a famous study. It's the Harvard study of adult development, and it has been going on, as I said, for 75 years. The study was done with men, and very recently they added in women. They started interviewing the spouses of some of these men. So most of the research that I'm going to talk about has been with men. However, there have been other studies with women, and typically a lot of this research in aging and life satisfaction has been done with women. So it's kind of interesting to now look at men. And the study was done, it started, you know, as I said, 75 years ago. It began in 1938. 268 Harvard sophomores were part of a study that was conducted by a psychiatrist, George Valiant, and another 456 12 to 16-year-old boys who grew up in inner-city Boston were also followed in another study that was put together with this study, and that was led by Harvard Law School professor Sheldon Gluick. And the researchers surveyed the men about their lives, including the quality of their marriages, job satisfaction, and social activities every 2 years, and monitored their physical health, including chest x-rays, blood tests, urine tests, and echocardiograms every 5 years. And as I said, the study has been going on since then, which has given researchers unbelievable amounts of information. And so they have looked at many different aspects of life satisfaction and growing older and marriage satisfaction and health, physical health, since they had all of this physical health data. So it's pretty interesting. It's so much information. But what I heard on this interview yesterday on NPR with a psychiatrist who has been part of using this information to see what was learned from it, and that was, looking for his name again, Dr. Waldinger. He and several other researchers found that the three common denominators in the study that showed that were most highly correlated with life satisfaction in older years was that of, number one, having close relationships, and that included family, friends, community, and having these relationships that are actually pretty close, where you could actually, as Dr. Ijoy talked about, you could call people when you need them. Those men who had those kind of relationships where they could call on other people to help them when they were in distress had a higher life satisfaction when they were older. They also found that the quality of the relationships, as I said, having really deep relationships was more important than the quantity of the relationships. Although what they found was that when the men were in their 20s, it was the quantity that mattered for them. The more friends they had, the more satisfied they were. But then the quality of relationships had a bigger effect on people when they reach their 30s and then older. And then those men that were in stable, supportive marriages ended up doing better as they got older. And one of the conclusions that they came to in this study was that the older people, people who were 70 and older, their health and happiness was more tied to the types of things that they did in their life at the age of 50, how many friends they had and what they did in terms of following their dreams and their passions and, you know, taking vacations even. They talked about how vacations were really important as a measure of ability to play rather than having a lot of money. But being able to take vacations in their 50s and older was more tied to happiness in their 70s and older than their earlier life was. So, yes, having a difficult early life does have an impact on people as they get older, but what they discovered was that that was less important than having quality of life and doing enjoyable things and having quality friendships in midlife. So people in their middle years, it's not too late to work at being happy and finding what makes you happy, because that really is the most important part of life satisfaction as you get older from here. So, you know, and I talk about that a lot, how it's never too late. I wrote a blog, it's not too late to follow your dreams, and why it's not, why you shouldn't give up on following your dreams, even if you're in later years or middle years, because in actuality, that's more important than having followed your dreams when you were younger. So I think that is a really important finding of this study. And I want to talk about friendship, the friendship part, because that research has been done quite a bit outside of this study. And as I said, mostly with women. And what they have found is that older people, when they have more social support, more friendships, more community, tend to live longer and tend to feel happier and more joyful. Older adults tend to have more social isolation just because of life circumstances. So if somebody's not well as they get older, they might end up living in a community that can help them, like an assisted living or an independent living community, and that might mean leaving where the neighborhood where they lived before, leaving their communities where their friends are or family. Older people also tend to, of course, have more social isolation because a lot of their friends may not live as long as they have lived, or may have gotten ill or moved away to be closer to their families or to move into facilities that can help them. So, and it's harder to get out if you're not feeling well. People become more homebound. They don't get out and socialize. And all of those things lead to social isolation, which has been directly linked with depression and illness. So it's really important, even after all of those things happen, to try to find a community, to try to find a way to surround yourself with people who you feel care about you and who you care about. And I'm going to talk about that in a little bit, how to do that. But benefits that have been found for having a social interaction in older adults. It's been found that having more social interaction actually reduces the risk for cardiovascular problems, cancer, osteoporosis, and rheumatoid arthritis. If you can believe that, It's also been found to help reduce the risk for Alzheimer's disease. It tends to lower blood pressure, and it reduces the risk of depression. And that one is pretty obvious, and we've known this for a long time, that social isolation leads to depression. Depression also leads to social isolation, so it's kind of a spiral. And in fact, when people start to feel depressed, they don't want to do the very things that will help them feel better. So sometimes you have to kind of push yourself, if you're starting to feel depressed, to do those things that will help you feel better and start the spiral in the other direction to start to feel better. And so, again, if you start to notice that you're staying home and not contacting friends because you feel down and you just don't want to be around people, you know, it's okay to take some time to be alone, but once that starts to, go from one day to the next where you just don't want to be around people, you kind of have to push yourself to get out and contact people. If you have friends, you need to contact them, or family members, and you need to give them a call and maybe even ask them to meet with you and get you out of the house. So conversely, as I was saying, social isolation, the risks are feeling lonely and depressed. There's a very high rate of loneliness in older people because of the loss of these social connections, and loneliness tends to lead to depression. It also tends to lead to being less physically active if you're not connecting with other people, sitting on the couch and watching television all day. And that we know is unhealthy. That we know leads to greater health risks, sedentary behavior. And when people are socially isolated, they tend to have higher blood pressure. And frankly, they have a greater risk of dying from anything. So what are some ways of increasing social connection and making some friends? Well, volunteering, just as Dr. Ijoy talked to us about a little while ago, volunteering, even going to a nursing home and helping other people, or volunteering with younger people who are sick, or volunteering even at the library, anywhere that take volunteers is an opportunity for you not just to give back and feel good for helping other people, but to actually make friends. When you get older, that's the other cause of loss of social connections is retirement. So when people are not working, they tend to lose their work friends, and they don't have that regular interaction that they used to have, especially, I would say, for men. And this is a generalization, but a lot of men tend to make friends at work and don't really connect with people outside of work. And I think that's changing, but that is something that was the situation, I think, for people who are now in their 80s. While women have had an easier time making friends outside of work, but at this point, I think for everyone, finding something to do, volunteering if you're not working, is a way of creating friendships and even acquaintances that you enjoy talking to just when you're there doing your volunteer work. Joining a senior center is a great way of making new friends. There are a lot of activities going on that where you see the same people every day and you figure out those people who have common interests with you. Or taking a class is another way. As kids, we made a lot of friends in school, and we can do that again as we get older. And that also has the added benefit of keeping your brain active when you're learning a new skill, like learning a new language might be a really beneficial type of class because learning a new language has been linked to prevention of dementia or at least pushing it back to much older years. And joining a gym, you know, or taking some fitness classes or dance classes. Dance classes are a great way to meet other people and form connections. AARP came out with a list of ideas. Some of them I've already mentioned. But one thing that they say is get over the idea that everybody else your age already has all the friends that they need. Because a lot of people are dealing with the same issues and are also looking to make friends. So don't even think about that. Don't even think that everybody already has their friends and they're not interested in making friends with you. And if somebody, you know, that seems like someone that you would enjoy spending time with invites you to an event, go. Accept the invitation, even if it doesn't feel like it's going to be the event of your life, the best night of your life. Just getting out increases the chance of meeting new people and gives you a chance to maybe become friends with this person who invited you. Also, meetup. I talk a lot about meetup groups. Meetup groups are really the new craze, and it's really, I love it, because you can find people in your area who are interested in doing things that you are interested in doing no matter what it is. I mean, there are so many different kinds of meetup groups. There are meetup groups where people get together and they talk about topics. They maybe read books about it, or maybe they just enjoy reading, and it could be a reading meetup group, but they also have groups where they read about a particular topic and discuss it, and they have meetup groups that have to do with food. So if you're interested in eating healthier, they have meetup groups that have potluck dinners that are, for example, more plant-based food types of dinners, vegetarian dinners or vegan dinners. And there are meetup groups who are more physically active. They dancing groups and hiking groups. So photography, I mean, any kind of hobby. So be willing to take the risk and get out and meet new people in all of these places. The other thing that I want to touch on, and I've spoken about this before, is that it's really good to have friends of all ages. And it's really, the research shows that having friends that span different generations can be extremely beneficial. Well, there's the obvious practical part of that, is that if you're noticing that your friends your age are getting sicker or are not around anymore, having younger people as friends means that they're going to be around longer. I mean, that's just a practical thing. But the other part of that is that you can teach a younger person things about your life and help them to be able to live a happier life, and that feels good. They look to you for wisdom, and it's really good for your mind to keep it active, and it really helps you emotionally to be able to help somebody younger than yourself. And having older friends, if you're a younger person, is also beneficial. Like, you know, you can learn from the experiences of an older person. So I think it's really important to make friends no matter what their age is. And the research backs that up, that making friends, it leads to a happier and healthier life. And the closer that you allow yourself to get with people, being a little bit vulnerable, talking about who you really are, the better the quality of the friendships, and the more quality friendships that you have, the healthier you will be into your older golden years. So on that note, we're going to take a quick break. And right after the break, Laura Galazunas is joining us from Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, the retirement paradise south of the border. So don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Flying so high now, shows a man where to fish. Watch Vicente, he lies in his hammock, teaches tourists how to live, and he knows how to live. Thunder high in that mountain, watch the clouds rolling in. Senoritas, they dance on that shoreline, making plans for that kiss, and they know how to kiss. They say that we're 1 hour behind, but the senoritas, they keep us in time. That part BCT just blows through my mind. It takes me back to my place, Punta Mita time.
All right, and we are back. And if you're just joining us, this is Dr. Mara Karpel and Your Golden Years on Blog Talk Radio and on live stream and podcast at drmarakarpel.com. And joining us on the phone once again, Laura Galazunas in the retirement paradise, Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Good evening, Laura.
Hello.
How are things in paradise?
It's a little cloudy today.
Cloudy in paradise.
Yeah. Don't know what was up with that.
But I'm sure it cuts down on the heat a little bit, doesn't it?
A little. A little humid today, though. Pretty nasty this morning. A little bit better this afternoon.
Okay. So what's been going on down there? Is it busy even with the winter visitors gone?
It's always busy. It's just, you know, I don't know what the latest population toll is, but, you know, it's a little less without the snowbirds, but there's still a lot of people that live here full time, both Mexicans and, you know, expats. So there's still things to do. We got the Friday foodies group is out and about every Friday, checking out different restaurants in town, and they usually have, anywhere between, 10 to 20-something, 30 people sometimes, depending on the restaurant. The restaurant gives a special, sometimes they even develop a whole special menu for the group, and they do it every Friday
during the summer season.
So you can, you know, kind of check, you know, meet new people and check out, you know, some of the restaurants that you may have not checked out before.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a great opportunity to meet other people. Just as you said in your previous segment.
Exactly.
have to get out there. I mean, you can't just sit at home and expect your phone to ring because, A, that is not going to happen, and you've got to put yourself out there and meet people.
Mm-hmm.
And this
mm-hmm.
is a good way to do it, and then to give you a chance to check out a restaurant that you maybe not have checked out before. And it's a diverse group of people. It started with the Cat Sanctuary Purr Project, are the ladies who put this together. And it just kind of branched out from there to friends and other people who are like, well, because you get in your little cocoon you know, and you've got your friends, and then, oops, all of a sudden all your friends leave for the summer. So
right.
It was a
right.
great way to bring people together that, hey, yeah, we do live here. You know, and there's a little edge there for the people who live here full-time as opposed to those snowbirds because we tough it out the summer.
right.
But like, oh, you only live here part-time.
What a nice way to meet people, though, eating food. You
oh,
know,
definitely.
What could be bad about that?
Nothing at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a great way to meet. You know, and a lot of these people do yoga classes together. So those people, you know, so you, it gives you a chance just to meet other people doing other things. And, of course, volunteering. Of course, these are the cat ladies, so they're going to expect you to volunteer at the cat ranch. But,
uh-huh.
you know, and volunteering just doesn't, you know, it doesn't include, like, maybe hands-on. Maybe they need people to do their Facebook page, or maybe they need people to help organize fundraisers or drive supplies around town. I mean, just there are so many ways you can volunteer, you know, if you're
mm-hmm,
not a hands-on
mm-hmm.
type person.
Right.
Writing
and
grants for the government.
Right. And, you know, we've talked a lot about all of the different charities going on in Puerto Vallarta. So, I mean, people can find, if they want to volunteer, they can find something that they enjoy volunteering with.
Oh, definitely. There's, you know, I just recently discovered one group that's doing kind of a Meals on Wheels thing here. Because Mexican culture is very steeped in, you know, the whole family living together. Well, jobs aren't what they used to be, or the kids end up moving, you know, to a bigger city like Morelia or Guadalajara or Mexico City, and they leave the parents behind. Well, that's kind of a new thing. So
right.
now you've got people who have never, you know, who don't have cars, who don't drive, and who are basically shut in. So there's one church my friend works at that's doing a Meals on Wheels type service for these people.
Uh-huh. So it sounds like that's mostly the native Mexicans who need the Meals on Wheels.
Yes. Oh, definitely. But it's something
but
we can definitely help with.
I'm wondering, though, are there some Americans or Canadians who moved down there and just aged down there, so now they need some of that help?
They might need some of that help as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, this group
right.
primarily deals, this church primarily deals with Mexicans, especially in outlying areas.
Okay.
Who,
okay.
you know, like here, so, there's so many things that are readily available right here in the city, but, it, you know, it doesn't take you but 15, 20 minutes to get outside the city. And, you know, the buses aren't regular. The little corner stores don't carry as many things. It's you know.
Right, right. So do people have to speak fluent Spanish to do that kind of volunteer work?
No. Heck no.
No.
Able-bodied
no,
people are always it. Welcome.
Okay. Okay. And you might learn a little Spanish.
You might learn a little Spanish while you're out and about. So,
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not intimidated by the language thing. I plow through whether it's right or wrong. I get a lot of head shakes like, Laura, that's totally not right. I know it's not the right word, but it's close, isn't it?
Right. Well,
I mean,
you know,
a lot of people are like, oh, my God. I'm like, no, you just keep, they know what you're trying to say.
Right. And that we've talked about this before, that, you know, when I was down there, I found that even the little bit of high school Spanish that I remembered helped me with a lot of hand gestures, and people were
hand
really,
gestures
really,
very important. That's why talking
yes.
on the phone is very difficult.
And people were very, they were very kind to me, even
oh, yeah.
with
they,
me butchering their language.
They laugh at me all the
language.
Time. I'm like, I know this isn't right, but I don't know how to conjugate all the verbs, but I do know yesterday, ayer, hoy is today, and mañana is tomorrow. So I just use the universal verb.
Right. Uh-huh. And, you know, the last time we spoke, you had not yet eaten at the restaurant week. Have you eaten at, did you eat at restaurant week?
No, I never made it.
Oh.
Too busy. For me, that's dinner. For me, it's easier to go out for lunch
okay.
than it is to go out
okay.
to dinner.
Was it busy, though? Do you know if a lot of people showed up for that?
Oh, yeah. That's always successful. I did make it to Barrio Bistro.
Okay.
Which is in a house. It's in a house. We're going to have to go there next time you come down. I hope he's still
it's
open.
It's in a house. That's
it's in a house in like a little suburban neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know. He could probably fit maybe 25 people in there, even though he did put some tables outside. But very small restaurant. No written menu. It's on a chalkboard, which they bring to the table, and then they explain each dish to you. So, you know, very personal thing. I had the best thing there. They had these things called wontons, except they were round. And on the inside was walnuts and mushrooms. And you could get cheese in them if you wanted. And then they were fried, so they were crispy. And then it had some kind of corn salsa. Oh, my gosh.
Mm, that sounds
it was
great.
Really good. That was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's in the house.
And
That's the cool part. You know, and there's more to Puerto Vallarta than Old Town, by the way. People forget. You know, you got to get out of that whole shell, the tourist-laden area, and explore a little. So, So, yeah, this is definitely good.
Yeah.
So I did get there.
Okay. Well, that's good.
I made it at least to one place.
I'm glad. Okay. I'm glad. So I was kind of disappointed that you hadn't eaten anything.
I know. I eat plenty, trust me. I just haven't.
Okay.
Dinner's difficult for me. Because by the time I get up so early, I get up at 5. So I can
that
get the dogs
early.
Walked and go to, so I can get the dogs walked and get to the gym before the day starts and it gets too hot. So, you know, like by 6 or 7 o'clock, I'm dragging.
Right.
You know, and I don't want to eat and then turn around and go to bed.
Right. Well, that makes sense. That's healthy.
Yeah.
So Laura.
Fried wontons were probably not, but they were really good.
Yeah, well, they sound delicious.
They were fabulous.
So are there any upcoming events this summer? Anything that people might be interested in?
There's this thing called the Summer Sailstice, S-A-I-L-S-T-I-C-E. That's next weekend. And it's this kind of funky paddle. They have other stuff, but it's this funky umbrella regatta. So it's these paddle surfboards and kayaks, and you got to put some type of umbrella or sail on it.
Oh,
you zip around. Yeah, zip around in the marina in La Cruz. They want a cotle.
Uh-huh.
So that looks like fun next weekend.
Oh, cool.
So there's no engines allowed. Yeah, so it's pretty interesting.
Yeah. So if people want to learn about what's going on in Vallarta or find out about places that they might want to live next high season, where can they look that up?
Okay, they can for news, they can go to banderasnews.com. That's BANDRASnews.com. Hopefully I'll have my website back online tonight. I made a little payment snafu to my host.
Okay.
And it's TV, PuertoVallarta.com.
Okay.
I never go to my website to look at my own website. Somebody's like, oh, your website's down. I thought I'd switched everything over to PayPal. I guess I didn't.
Okay, but now...
So me and GoDaddy are going to have a discussion tonight, and hopefully TVPortoVallarta.com will be back online.
Okay, all right.
And those have all kinds of new videos.
Uh-huh.
I just did one about PER. I just finished one about PER project. And then I also did an intro. I'm going to start a real estate vlog, which is not a new thing, but here nobody's doing it. So Laura's filling the void.
Okay. All right.
So that'll be on there, and as well as those items will also be on Banderas News. If you're interested in buying a condo or a house, I can be more than happy to sell you one.
Okay.
And you can check out all those.
You.
Laura at boardwalkrealtypv.com.
Okay.
And I can send you what's on the hot sheet.
All right.
So there's a lot of info there for you.
Well, I will post that all on my web post about this show. So
perfect.
People can look that up. Well, thank you so much for coming back on the show. Talk to you in 2 weeks.
Not a problem. Definitely.
All right. Great. Well, enjoy paradise.
I will.
All right. Have a good evening.
You too. We hope to see you soon.
Yes. Yes. Maybe soon. Okay.
Okie dokie.
All right. All right. You have a good evening.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. So stick around. Coming up right after the break, we're going to play a little bit of music from our upcoming musician, and then she will be joining us. Kay Resnick will be joining us in a few moments. So don't go anywhere. We will be right back. And we are back. If you're just joining us, this is Dr. Mara Karpel in your golden years on Blog Talk Radio and on live stream and podcast at drmarakarpel.com. And we were just listening to the music of musician Kay Resnick, and she is joining us on the phone right now. Good evening.
Hi.
Kay.
How
are you there?
Yes,
good.
I'm here.
Just to let you know, there's a slight delay when we talk like this.
All right.
Okay. So... Kay, welcome.
Thank you.
Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about your musical history?
Well, it started rather late in life. When I was in college, I sang and I played guitar and I taught guitar lessons. But for most of my life, I was a single mom raising kids, and I didn't play much at all. When my kids were finally launched, and this would have been in my mid-50s, I started to play, and I came down with rheumatoid arthritis and couldn't. And it took me about a year to get enough movement back into my hands. But when I did, I went after it with a vengeance. I just figured I was not going to waste any more time. And I took off, and I started writing, and I got in touch with a very wonderful group of musicians in LA, and it was a wonderful experience. And now I have the same in Texas.
Great, great. So, what are you doing these days?
Well, I'm playing any place anyone will let me.
Uh-huh.
I'm having a wonderful
Austin?
Time. I am in Austin,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
My
are you
children,
getting to play a lot?
Quite a bit. And right now I have a trio that's just a lot of fun, and we're playing a lot of places in the area. It's called Kaypasa, Kaypasa. And
uh-huh.
myself and two gentlemen who are very, very fine Austin musicians. And all three of us are songwriters, so we're doing each other's songs. It's been a lot of fun.
I like that name.
Thank you.
Do you have any CDs out? Have you published any music?
I did some self-made CDs, self-recorded CDs, and I haven't done any in the studio yet. I think that's one of my final goals. But as a single mom, I was not having the resources to do that. So we'll see if that works
mm-hmm.
out. I hope it will before I'm done. But my main
okay.
goal right now is just to play as much as I can for as long as I can.
Right.
And it's been a lot of fun.
Do you have any regular venues that you're usually at?
We do. Right now we have one, BB Rovers, which is on the north side of Austin. It's right off of 183, close to Oak Knoll. And we're there the second and third Wednesdays of each month from 7 to 9.
Mm-hmm. Okay. From 7 to 9. I'm going to put that on my website. So.
Oh, thank you.
BB Rovers. Mm-hmm. Okay. And we just played one of your songs.
Yes.
Can you tell us about that?
Well, that song I wrote when my daughter launched out into the world, and so it means a lot to me. I guess metaphorically it applies to my son too, but she was my baby, and when she left I wrote that song. She was a very beautiful dancer, so it has a lot to do with that, but the idea is that you raise them to go, not to stay.
Mm-hmm. And that one was called Raised to Fly, right?
Yes, that's right. And boy, has she.
Great. Wonderful. All right. We're going to play another one of your songs, Wayfarer's Son. Before we play it, Wayfarer's Child. Okay. It's written wrong here. Okay. Wayfarer's Child. So can you talk a little bit about that song before we play it?
Yeah, it's kind of on the other side of the spectrum. It's I think it harkens to my folk roots, and that was kind of the motivation behind that song. It's about the devil, and there's a lot of folk songs about the devil and angels and trains, and this one's about the devil.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It's got the finger-picking style that I would consider very typical of folk music.
Okay. All right. Well, don't go anywhere. We're going to talk again after we play the song.
Thank you.
All right, Wayfarer's Child.
I felt morning sun on a smooth silk sheet, walked a fine lace boot down a fortunate street. I kicked off the sheets and laced my shoes, and it's surprising just what I'm pleased to lose. When the sun sets so the moon can rise, I walk up to the devil and I close my eyes, and we dance down a road so tangled and wild. I was born for the dance, I'm the wayfarer's child. I came into this world as light as air, and there were those who supposed I'd float off somewhere. They put stones in my pockets one by one, and then they're wondering why I would not run. But then the sun set so the moon could rise. I walked up to the devil and I closed my eyes. He slipped off my coat with his pockets piled. Said, you were born for the dance. You're the wayfarer's child. Well, I've been confined, alive, signed to the letter, then I just broke formation. Dancing was better.
All right. That was Kay Resnick, Wayfarer's Child. So, Kay, do you have any upcoming shows? You have BB Rovers. Anything else on your schedule you want to let people know about?
Some that are a little further down the line, but they can check me out on Facebook, and I will list it there. It's Kaye, last name Reznick.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and that's where you have your calendar?
Yes, I post everything there and put events on there.
Okay. And if people are interested in the CDs that you made, do you sell them at your concerts? Is that, or your gigs? Is that
usually
typically where they can? Okay.
Usually, yes.
All right.
I also
have
music on Reverb Nation that they can hear.
Okay. Reverb Nation, and they just put in your name?
That's right.
Okay. Great. All right. Well, I really enjoyed listening to your music.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. And thank you so much for being on the program.
It's my pleasure.
I'll be posting all of this on my web post about this show later tonight, so people can catch it there if they didn't write it down.
Very good. I had some people asking about that. I appreciate it.
Okay, great. Well, thanks again. I hope to see you sometime playing.
Thank you. I hope so, too.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, have a good night.
Thank you. You too. Good night.
Okay. All right, so we have come to the end of another program. And before you go, I want to let everybody know what's happening next week. We will be back live on Sunday, June the 19th, Father's Day. We'll be back here at 5 p.m. Central Time. That's 6 p.m. Eastern, live from Austin, Texas. And joining us once again from New York, yoga instructor Steve Kane will be back to talk about yoga and the art of happiness. And this time he will be talking about mindful eating, which I think is really important part of not just enjoying our food and getting the best nutrition from it, but also making the best choices. So we'll see what Steve has to say about it and how it relates to yoga. And also, as I mentioned, Art Mendoza, the producer of this show, will be talking about some of the music and the musicians that we got to hear last Sunday at our Gemini birthday party, and more. We will have some more surprises that as the week goes on, we'll be putting into the program. And if you want to hear If you want to hear tonight's program again and read the information from this show, the links and the to the websites, and also read about upcoming shows, go to my website, drmarakarpel.com. That's DrMarakarPel. Also, follow me on Facebook, Dr. Mara Karpel, Your Golden Years. You can also read my Huffington Post blog that way. And, of course, go directly to blogtalkradio.com, that's B-L-O-G, talkradio.com/yourgoldenyears. And if you go directly there, you can hear this show in as little as 5 minutes from now. And this evening's program was produced by Accomplice Entertainment, Postal Productions, and Psyched Up Productions, and sponsored by neurologist and memory specialist Dr. Ronald DeVere, by Sonia Das, the Bra Lady, and by Storyhouse. And special thanks to all of my guests, Dr. Lucille Ijoy, Kay Resnick, Laura Gilazunas, and of course, thank you, Art. Thank you all for listening. Have a peaceful night and inspiring week. And remember, youth has no age. Good night, everyone, and peace.
Raise you to fly. I raise you to fly. To love the sun, to test the winds, to let them lift you proud and high. Only amazement calms my fear as you navigate the skies. And my silver winged small miracle takes flight before my eyes. So fly, my child, I will not hold you. Your wings and not my arms will now carry and enfold you. My heart prays and it rejoices, for no one who's seen you soar can now deny. Raise you to
Any guidance offered by Dr. Karpel is not intended to replace the advice of your own physician or mental health specialist. Neither Dr. Karpel, her sponsors, nor this station assumes responsibility for the misuse of any of the information given on this show.